بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am your humble host, Ata. With me in the studio, we have Sayyid Zain. Assalamu alaikum, Sayyid. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
What are the limits of war, and has the belief system of Islam set any limits on the level of violence in war, like, for example, bombing, killing? In the recent case of the Zaire American attacks on Islamic Republic of Iran on February 28, 2026, we could see that they carpet bombed school in Mina.
Mm-hmm.
More than 175, we can say, children, along with the 8 teachers, you know, died. Even the bodies of some of them are not still found, like Makan Nasiri. We can say these beautiful souls, okay? So that they were bombed, school was bombed. So many residential places, hospitals, fire stations, Red Crescent centers, you know, all these humanistic, we can say humanitarian centers were bombed by Israel and America.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They are not men of ethics and morality.
For
we
sure
know
not.
That.
We saw that in Gaza.
So we saw that in Gaza. We saw that in Gaza. We saw that in
Lebanon.
Sudan, Lebanon, Yemen, Afghanistan, Iraq.
Right.
Syria, all these years, we could see this, we were eyewitness to all these crimes that were happening all around the world. Now, the case is that, can Muslims justify their attacks by this standard and say that since they are not abiding by any ethical rules, so we can carpet bomb them, we can attack schools, we can attack hospitals, we do this, we do that?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. So in Islam, the rules for warfare are, there are rules basically,
uh-huh.
Right? So not everybody can be killed. Not every, thing can be attacked, right? So for example, we were told that before the Muslims would go out and for a war, the Prophet, he would speak to them and you tell them that, okay, you know, when you're going, okay, don't do these actions, like don't desecrate, you know, people who were killed. And he would say that, okay, you know, don't kill old people, don't kill, you know, you're not allowed to kill, for example, children and
yes.
women, and uproot trees and these kind of things, unless there's a need to do that, right? So there are exceptions in warfare. But the principle is this, that, you know, warfare is not supposed to be on civilians. It's not supposed to be upon, you know, women and children and innocents. It's not supposed to be upon civilian infrastructure. It's not supposed to be upon, you know, trees and things of,
yes.
of you know. It's supposed to be against the enemy, soldiers, basically. And even that has, Islam has ethics there that, you know, to what extent you're allowed to be violent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, you know, the Quran talks about that as well, that, you're not allowed to have this unbound rage and enmity and take it out. No, it's supposed to be bound. It's supposed to be to the extent that it's needed to defeat the enemy.
Yes.
Okay. So these would be the general guidelines of Islam. So in this case as well, right? So if the enemy is, you know, fighting you and they're attacking your soldiers, you are, you know, not allowed to kind of go out of the way and attack their infrastructure and these kind of things and their civilians. But now if they start to attack civilians, if they start to attack infrastructure, then a reply is in order. Then based on, you know, the scholars and what they determine, In order to restrain the enemy, you know, perhaps their infrastructure can be attacked, which we saw in this war as well, right?
Yes.
That Iran wasn't attacking their infrastructure, but once they started attacking, you know, Iranian infrastructure, then in retaliation, Iran also attacked their infrastructure.
And the funny case was that so many of the bases of United States of America in the so-called Arab countries around Iran were based whether in the residential places or around petroleum and gasoline or gas, we can say, infrastructures.
Right.
So that when Iran attacked, they condemned Iran that you are attacking our infrastructure. I mean, so, and why, for example, taking your troops and forces to the hotels?
Right, right.
You know, this was the dirty game played by them. And from day one, in both these, the 12-day war and the Ramadan war, you know, you could see that they have started killing the people, attacking the leader of a community.
Right.
I mean, the top-ranking officials and the commanders. So isn't this the violation of, for example, any international law?
Definitely. I mean, the war itself is a violation of international law, right? That you can't just go and attack a sovereign nation.
Yes.
In international law, you have bodies, for example, the UN, and things have to be passed. And then, you know, action can be taken against other nations if it's deemed that what they're doing is wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most of the world, I don't think they think that Iran is doing, you know, anything evil. That they're just a nation. They haven't attacked anybody, you know, since their creation, basically, in 47 years ago. Whereas the United States, I don't know if there's a single year that they haven't, you know, started a new war, right? Israel, they have attacked all their neighbors multiple times, right? These are, the, you know, the nations that are against Iran. So the war is definitely illegal.
They called it the preemptive attacks.
Right. And definitely there's, you know, preemptive from what?
From what? I mean, that was the major question.
Preemptive attack on these, you know,
they abused the strategic patience of Islamic Republic of Iran during all these years. I mean, there was a kind of misuse and abuse. Because strategically speaking, Iran has shown lots of patience.
Right.
At least about so many of the attacks that they did. But because the akhlaq, the ethics of the war and the warcraft, you know, stopped them. And the martyr leader has never let the army of Islamic Republic of Iran or IRGC or drones or the missiles, you know, to attack the civilians.
Right.
Yeah.
So this restraint, I think it's definitely there. And the war is not just, you know, now, but rather there has been a war throughout these, you know, almost 50 years, economic warfare, right? So you have these sanctions upon Iran, which are also illegal sanctions, right?
Yes.
And Iran has been, you know, living under these conditions for, you know, decades now. And any nation has basically a right to kind of respond to this, but Iran hadn't, you know, responded in any way, right? And they were not attacking the United States, their bases, or even though the American bases completely surround Iran, right? So some of them Iran has attacked, but there's other bases as well in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, and all of these countries. But Iran has shown great restraint. There was no, you know, they have concluded that as well, that there was no, you know, imminent attack. It was a war of choice. Mm-hmm. It was not that, you know, America was forced into this. They chose to come into war. And now, obviously, you know, if they start the war, then Iran is going to attack, and they have
we have to defend ourselves because, again, I'm quoting our martyred leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, who said that we have never started the war, but if they start a war on us, we defend ourselves.
Right.
So the attacks were somehow the kind of defensive attacks.
Of course,
that they see, we can say we were attacked by the missiles. We counterattacked with their missile system. So they bombed us and didn't answer. So during the history of the world, you could not find that, for example, Iran or the Persians have started a war. Mm-hmm. We never shot a single bullet at any country over all these years, especially after Islamic revolution of Iran, and we have always been attacked, whether by the, we can say, the tools or the puppets of the United States of America, Ba'ath regime, it could be Israel, it could be their agents inside.
Mm-hmm.
Even they said that we equipped the agents inside Iran in the uprisings and the riots in the, we can say, 2025 with the weapons.
Mm-hmm.
So you could see that They have played all their cards against the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Okay. We can't say the harsh part is that, for example, you cannot torture the prisoners, you cannot mutilate the bodies, you cannot attack the children, women, and the elderly. What we see all in the Israeli attacks on the Gaza and Palestine and their prisons.
Mm-hmm. So their policy specifically seems to be to attack civilian infrastructure.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, we saw that in Lebanon as well, right? In the war in 2006 even, and after that as well, that because their army is not able to defeat Hezbollah and the armies of the Muslimin, they punish them by attacking their civilians, right? So you see that in Beirut.
Yeah.
You see that in the south, right? So south there, entering and they're demolishing houses, south of Lebanon.
And one day, I think more than 200 or 300 people were killed in one attack.
Right. So you know, and in Gaza we saw that, right, clearly, that hospitals were attacked. In the beginning, when the hospital was attacked, they were like, no, it wasn't us. It was a misfire from them.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, hospital after, you know, like it's these people are just liars. They're corrupt.
Yes.
And it's their policy to attack civilians. Mm-hmm. It's their policy to, you know, and they're genocidal people, right? So this is what they started in Iran as well with the school in Minab.
Yes.
And
the hospitals and the so many, Minab was not the only place.
Right.
That was the most violent attack, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there we go, I think, we can't say that's right, in trial for and tribulation for that. I think that the people who did that will not escape it easily. I mean, the case is that when the war and dust of war is down, so many things will become clear. Nawai attacking, for example, the gyms, the hospitals, the schools, universities, and scientific centers,
So I think we have to keep this in mind, the people of the world in general, because how they appear to us, they come dressed all, nicely, civilized looking, and
suits. That's right.
And people are, and the words they're using are, good words, and except for Trump, sometimes he doesn't use good words, but this is appearance.
He is the true face. Oh.
That's true. Yeah, you're right.
So I
think you have to realize that basically, like, that they present themselves to be these people that, if those children are killed or these civilians are killed, we are, it's just a mistake or something, we're investigating still. I think the people of the world have to come break out of this and realize this, that the evil of these people.
Yes.
Okay. That what happened in Gaza, it's right there before our eyes, and it's enabled by the United States, right? And the weapons are provided by the United States, and at every single moment while this was happening,
that's right,
the United States could have at every single moment stopped it from happening, and they didn't. They allowed it to happen.
Yes.
And now they did it themselves as well in Iran and Minab as well.
That's right.
So this is a true face of these people,
mm-hmm.
and we should not be tricked into believing that somehow they're good, and they sometimes, these good people do something bad as well. No, they are evil and bad people, and we have to realize this.
Okay. Thank you, Sayed Zain, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. We can say, and they don't stop here. I mean, this is my warning, and for all the countries around the Islamic Republic of Iran, that they cannot defeat Iran anyway. I'm sure about it. But they will come after you one by one. Because you are more defenseless than us. I mean,
anybody who tries to be independent in any way, right? So Trump has said this as well, that after we're done with Iran, inshallah, that will be, they will lose this war. We're going to come to Cuba, and it's Cuba's turn, right? And after Cuba, it's probably somebody else, right? It was Venezuela, Iran, Cuba.
Yeah.
And then it will be other countries, whoever has any kind of independence, they want to come in and they want to take that away and they want to subjugate them, right? And even if they are, aligned with any countries right now, right? For example, in the Persian Gulf, you see the Arab countries and other countries as well. It's just a strategic alliance. It's not because they like them. It's because right now they're benefiting them. But after they're done with these other countries who they call enemies, they will come after them as well. And to some, whatever extent, they'll control them as well.
Thank you, Islamic Republic of Iran, for being the forerunner in defending humanity all across the world. This is the enlightenment that is made in the innate nature and the fetra of so many freedom justice seekers all across the world. Islamic Republic of Iran, the flag bearer of this justice. May Allah protect the Islamic Republic of Iran, and may Allah protect all these good forces all across the world against the evil powers, inshallah. Sayyid Zain, thank you very much for your nice elaboration.
Alhamdulillah, thank you.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن